This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a big technology shindig starting in Berlin tomorrow. Rumors are the Korean firm Samsung is going to kick off the next round of Can You Top This in wearable technology with a new smartwatch. Apple, we've been led to believe, has one in the works as well. And just a couple of days ago, Google bought a startup that makes Android-powered smartwatches. All because, what, holding your smart stuff in your hand just doesn't cut it anymore? Marketplace's Quina Kim reports.
Smartwatches aren't new. Sony makes one, and this year a Kickstarter campaign produced the Pebble. These watches are tethered to your smartphone. If you get an email or a tweet on your phone, you get a notice to check it on your watch. But while the watches are a cult hit with techies, they haven't caught on with the rest of us. Sarah Rotman-Epps is an analyst at Forrester.
If Samsung doesn't raise the bar from what we've seen from other watches, it's going to be a yawner.
Rumors are Samsung's smartwatch will have a 2.5-inch display and run Android. It's also supposed to have a camera, respond to voice commands, and run fitness apps. Sort of like the stuff your smartphone already does. So what's the point?
Samsung has said that they see smartphone growth slowing, and so they're looking for new products.
Tech companies can still sell a lot of smartphones in emerging markets, but in the West, the market is maturing. And some people are getting gadget fatigue. Betsy McCall is a 37-year-old artist in San Francisco.
I actually really like techie things, but I can pretty confidently say no, I would not buy it. Even recently, I've been experimenting with being less available.
And McCall says a gadget that simply promises to connect her is another gadget she doesn't need.
What we're talking about here is an evolution, not necessarily a revolution.
Scott Steinberg is an analyst with Tech Savvy. He believes wearable technologies have a future, but it's going to take something more than a connected wristwatch to get it one. In San Francisco, I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.